Shalom, everybody! In the very beginning of Parshas Yisro, the Torah tells us how Yisro joined with B'nai Yisrael after all that he heard about what happened to B'nai Yisrael in Egypt and at the Yam Suf. And there is a machlokas among many of the Mefarshim regarding when exactly Yisro came and joined B'nai Yisrael. Some Mefarshim say Yisro came before Matan Torah, as written in the Torah. Some Mefarshim say that Yisro came after Matan Torah, and the Torah here is not written in chronological order. And within this second camp of Mefarshim, there is a machlokas as to when Perek Yud Ches happened. In other words, when Yisro came, when he brought Moshe's wife and children to Moshe, when he brought korbanos to Hashem, when Yisro gave advice to Moshe about appointing judges, and when Moshe sent Yisro back home. It's an important machlokas, but we can ask a general question on all of the opinions. Regardless of when Yisro joined B'nai Yisrael, all agree, of course, that the Torah wrote about Yisro's arrival before the Torah was given. And the question is, why? If it happened that way, why did the Torah feel the need to write about it now? Why is that important? And if Yisro did not join B'nai Yisrael before Matan Torah, why did the Torah choose to write it here? These questions are asked by a number of the Mefarshim. Two beautiful explanations are given by the Ishbitzer Rebbe, Rav Mordechai Yosef Liner, who died in 1854, in his Sefer on the Torah, Mei HaShiloach, on our Parsha. First, the Ishbitzer says that the Torah spoke about Yisro before Matan Torah in order to teach us that if a person wants to accept the Torah, if a person really wants the Torah to be a part of who they are and how they live, then they have to commit themselves to Hashem completely and entirely. They have to be prepared to sacrifice anything and everything about their lives for God and for God's people. That's exactly what a ger does. When Yisro converted, he turned his entire life upside down. Everything changed in his life, and he was prepared to do that because he understood who Hashem is and what Hashem means to him. The Ishbitzer says we need to hear that before we hear about Matan Torah. We need to hear about Yisro's complete transformation and dedication of his life to Hashem and to B'nai Yisrael so that we can learn from him. The Torah isn't just handed to us on a silver platter. We need to transform our lives and to dedicate our lives to Hashem if we want to receive the Torah truly and deeply. That is the Ishbitzer's first explanation as to why the episode of Yisro joining B'nai Yisrael precedes Matan Torah. His second answer is this. Very often, one of the reasons that a person has for not committing himself or herself to the Torah and mitzvos is because they feel that they are not worthy to receive the Torah in the first place. The Torah is the most important gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to the world. The Torah preceded the creation of the world. Who do I think I am to receive the Torah? Only special people, only exceptional people, only extraordinary people are worthy of receiving the Torah. You have to have special wisdom, special lineage, special talents, whatever it is. But me? Who am I? That's what people may think, consciously or subconsciously. But that is a mistake. Nothing could be farther from the truth. Look at Yisro. Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, quotes the Mechilta on Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Yud Aleph and says Yisro had a full knowledge of every idol in the world. He left no idol unworshipped. That was Yisro. Who was further from the Torah than Yisro? Who was less worthy than Yisro to receive the Torah? And yet, what happens to Yisro? He joins B'nai Yisrael. He accepts the Torah. And Hashem accepts him. And we must hear this before the Torah is given. The Torah is so special, so powerful, so profound, that even someone as lowly and far away as Yisro was able to see the Torah, to see the value of the Torah, and to be worthy of accepting it. And if he can, we can. No one is ever too far away to receive the Torah. No one is unworthy to receive the Torah. That is the power of the Torah. It is there, waiting for us to appreciate it, waiting for us to accept it. Have an amazing day, everyone.